right, here we go.
Here we go. You know our daily morning awakenings. Good morning.
We love to do this because we just wake up, and we don't know if you're the same way, but everything's fresh in the morning. And so you get these awakenings, these epiphanies, and we love to share them fresh, hot off the grill, so to speak.
Yes.
Anyway, we wanted to share with you our hearts on why the name change from End of Effort to Paddles Up. And so we want to just clear up any kind of questioning or anything like that, just so you're clear on where we're kind of going and the logo and things like that on the site. So when you go to our podcast now on Podbean, that's another thing we'll explain too on how to kind of navigate that. Is our podcast is obviously on Podbean. You just go to podbean.com and you can search for it that way, or just the easiest way. Obviously, if you're listening to this, you found us. But just saying for anyone you want to share this with, just go to
YouTube or anything.
Yeah, just go to paddlesup.fun, and then we'll share with you why it's .fun.
Yes.
So anyway, you know, we made the shift in the transition because of how we're evolving, how we're growing and maturing, and the development that God has been doing in us.
Mm-hmm.
Really, Paddles Up, it embodies that. It's like the 2.0 of End of Effort. And so when we started with End of Effort, it's pretty obvious what that means. It's coming to the end of our own self-effort, our own right. striving and forcing and pushing and breaking kind of things that we do in life, right? Mm-hmm. It's our egoic nature that wants
to get everything right, or
get everything it wants and wants it now. And so when we realize and awaken to that and we come to the end of ourselves, then what? And that's what Paddles Up is about. It's like the next step or the next flow into this expansion that we're all in, this growth. And so what is Paddles Up?
Yeah, you know, you would think, okay, because, okay, a lot of people are like, all right, I'm ending my effort, but what does that look like, and how do I take action? So I think this has been a big thing, right? It's like, so do I not take action? Do I take action? What does that look like? And so, you know, we were just kind of letting it rest for a while and just seeing what the Lord was shifting and showing us in this, and Paddles Up came up. About, you know, dropping in, say you're in a kayak and you drop in to the river and there is a hidden unseen current in that river that takes you. But we can either do it in our own strength with our paddles of efforting, you know, going the opposite direction of the current and struggling and striving and trying to go upstream, or you release and put your paddles up of surrender, your hands up, you know, and then you just allow his current, because you're in him, his current to actually take you where you're designed to go, and take the paddles of your own understanding, your own judgments, your own expectations, your small, minute ideas of where you think you should guide yourself, and relinquish those to the wide open field of his current, and he'll take you. And so it's this feeling your way into action and inspiration where you're doing it with him versus, you know, the ego of, well, I'm just going to go make this happen and I'm going to effort my way, climb the ladder, climb the top. That's all old consciousness, old thinking that's yeah. just fading out, because God is always taking us into the next place of revelation.
Yeah, and we were getting a lot at the time when this transition started happening on us. At the time, we were getting a lot of analogies and things around rivers and around water, the ocean, waves, surfing, a lot of it, because first of all, Amy and I are water people.
Mm-hmm.
We love the ocean. We love rivers and lakes. And as a child, you know, really growing up, especially in my teen years, I did a lot of rafting, and I would remember what it felt like to just jump in the river and let the current take you. And that's where the let the current take you really came out of, was this whole analogy surrounding the current that's already natural. It's already there, like Amy mentioned. It's the current of the spirit. It's dropping into heart-centeredness.
Yeah.
18 inches down from the head to
the
heart, you know? And what that means is, we have this heart-centeredness where all the power of the Spirit is. It's when our ego gets involved, we stay in the head. And how many of you know that God wants us to live out of the heart? That's where the center of all things exists. That's where our spirit resides. So this whole thing surrounding these analogies, if you think about it, like Amy was mentioning, paddling upstream, this saying that says, I'm up a creek without a paddle. And that's a saying that says that I'm in trouble. No, that's the best thing that could ever happen in the spiritually speaking. You want to be up a creek without a paddle. Because what that says is, I've stopped striving. I've ended my effort.
Of my own way.
Put my paddles up. Put them up. We used to, when we were rafting and we did it with paddles, we put our paddles, we'd rest them on the edges of the rubber raft.
Yeah.
Paddles up.
Put them up out of the water.
And what that said was, we're done striving. We're done forcing. We're done pushing against the current. Now we're going to let the current take us. And so all these analogies really mean that it's a sign of surrender to say, I'm done with this 3D egoic world of thinking, and I'm going to let go of my own efforting and drop into heart-centeredness and let the current take me into the vast, wide open spaces of limitless possibility.
Yes. And you know, it's isn't it funny? It's such an oxymoron in a way, and it just, the illusion, right? The illusion is, well, I've got to go upstream because that's where the treasure is. It's the same in this 3D world of climbing the ladder in a corporate system. I got to get to the top so I can arrive. And what do you find at the top? Loneliness, emptiness. And what do you find at the top of a waterway is a tiny little trickle, right? Versus when the water flows down, everything starts merging into it and you end up at the ocean.
Yeah.
With expansion and limitless possibilities. And it's just massive. And that's God's kingdom. And he's always trying to bring us into fullness and expansion and limitless possibilities. And so, but if we keep having this mindset where the ego says, I need to climb the ladder, go up higher, I need to, you know, it's just hard work, and I'm going to get a reward for my hard work. Well, then you're going to have to try to sustain that.
Right.
Where if you just relinquish that, relax and release, then God can redirect you to flow down with ease. You know, religion teaches us that it's hard, right? The suffering for Jesus, and it needs to be hard again so we can earn our reward and we can show that martyrdom mentality, right?
You don't work, you don't eat kind of syndrome.
Yeah, the more scars and lashes you have on you, the better, and all that kind of stuff. And it is the farthest thing away from God's nature and character. He desires peace. What did even Jesus say in Matthew 11, you know, 28 through 31? Take my yoke, my ways upon you, for they're light and easy. You know, and then in the Message translation says, are you tired, worn out, burned out by religion?
Yeah, come to me. I'll show you how to take a real rest, he says. That's so true. And in the analogies of, you know, a lot of people like as a child, this is the dot fun part, okay?
Yes.
So we had a choice. We could look at paddlesup.com, paddlesup.net. Some of those weren't available, but when we came across dot fun, we were like, yes, that's it. Because God wants us to have fun. And and this is part of becoming a child again, becoming childlike, so that we can heal the wounds of the child in us and cause that child to mature to funness. And so when we have fun with ourselves, we begin to heal that child that's screaming in pain. And think about a roller coaster, okay? Some of you don't like roller coasters, that's okay. But when you're in a roller coaster, what's one of the first things you do when you go down? When you start dropping down, you put your hands in the air.
Like you just don't care.
Yeah. So that's paddles up.
You're letting the current take you.
Your paddles are up in the air and you're going with the current of the ride. Another one is, what happens when you paddle out surfing? Mm-hmm. Okay, you're paddling out. That's what they call it, paddle out. Well, your paddles are your hands. So you're putting your hand to the grindstone, so to speak, in the water. You are powering out in your own strength. But guess what happens when you power up on that wave? You let the current take you and your hands are in the air.
Yeah, and you drop into the wave. There's an ease to that of dropping into the current, right? It's not hard, you know. You have to keep up with the current, right? You got to be willing to engage in God's flow and pace of things, right?
Yeah, and that's just staying on the surfboard.
You drop in. And it's kind of, you know, with the Lord, He's just wanting us to get into the water and head in that direction. You know, and this is why you've got, like, was it Laird Hamilton that invented it or whoever that with the ski-doos that pull you out?
Yeah, Laird Hamilton.
Into the waves. And so you don't even have to effort to get out into those big waves, right? Somebody is bringing you into it.
Yeah, and see, this is what technology, all you technology lovers, and then all of you
spiritual technology,
your technology resistors, think about what we're resisting here. If you're reluctant to move with technology in the natural or the spiritual, you're going to find yourself it becoming increasingly difficult in the 3D world. But when we allow ourselves to move forward in the ski-doos and the jet skis of innovation.
Yeah, which Holy Spirit's driving it. So he's like, I've got a better way if you let me.
Yeah, when we allow him to move us forward in these things, then we're, okay, life is getting easier. Can we just say that life is getting better and life is getting easier?
Yeah.
And if that's hard for you to hear, you might want to ask yourself why. Well, John and Amy, don't you see that things are getting bad?
But what if that's a reality you keep seeing and creating? Right. So that's what you keep getting. Because that's where your attention's turned.
Exactly. And that's just the 3D world's kicking and screaming, saying, no, we don't want you to ascend past us because this is where all life is. No, it's not. That's an illusion.
Yeah.
3D thinking and mentality is grounded in the egoic. It doesn't ascend. It just stays grounded like a gravity sticking to the earth.
Mm-hmm.
When we allow ourselves to let go of that, we become more spiritual and more relatable.
Yeah.
See, because now you can be yourself. You're only relatable to the degree you're yourself. That's how you become relatable, is not by entering into somebody else's 3D pain, saying, oh, I'm so sorry. That doesn't help anybody. It may comfort them for a minute. But when you become your genuine self and you ascend into 4D and 5D, which is real unconditional love, moving towards that, then you can reach into someone's life with a relatability from genuineness. And that genuine, authentic self is what heals people, not the mask in 3D thinking. That's a mask. And so Paddles Up really represents, like, I'm allowing the mask to be taken off of me, and I'm going to go down to the birthday suit, so to speak, in the spirit, spiritually speaking here, and being naked and unashamed, going back to, look, we're not going back to the garden, but we're going back to nature, so to speak, saying, this is me, this is all of me, every bit, this is who I am.
I'm going to trust versus protect myself and my ego and pride and, like, as an orphan, you know, well, nobody's going to take care of me and get me there but me, you know? And all along, God's just like,
that's hard work.
I'm here. You're not alone. Along with all the angels, along with happy Jesus, they're all there to help and assist. You don't have to carry this heavy load of separation by yourself and doing it all in your own strength. And you'll have to keep that up. You know, the ego is always into independence, right? And this is why we love Paddles Up so much, because it's such a beautiful picture of partnering with God, because you are dropping into His heartstrings, into His heartbeat, and you are matching your heart up with His and going on that rhythm through the waterways.
So good.
And He leads you along. You know, He leads you along green pastures. He leads you along, you know, the streams and shows you what you need to see. Because we only see in part, right? We don't know fully what we need, but He does.
We don't know around what's the next bend. It was so awesome when I did a lot of rafting again as a teenager. And the current and the river would change and shift over times and seasons, right? It was never really the same. There were parts that were. But we were excited to go out into a new summer season because we didn't know how the river shifted. And so we'd go around the next bend, and we didn't know what kind of birds we would see. We didn't know what kind of wildlife. And it was always exciting because you go around the next bend, and you're like, oh, what's the adventure hold today? Mm-hmm. And then the fish in the river, you could see clearly there where we were at. And just everything, all the elements of adventure. And isn't that what the human experience is supposed to be like? Fun and adventure? What happened to our fun and adventure? Right. We've turned it in for this anger and resentment and bitterness or political, spiritual stuff.
Right, and works and labor.
In the name of Christianity. And it turned it into something it shouldn't be because it's all egoic when we enter into that stuff. So we're just simply voicing what we're learning and how we're growing, how we're changing. Mm-hmm. And if it helps you, awesome.
Yeah.
But you have your own journey. You have your own adventurous walk. But, you know, we're here for going, oh, yeah, I never saw it that way. Or oh, you're confirming something I always right. knew. It's that kind of thing that we want for people to see or to awaken to. And if not, it's okay with us.
Yeah.
This is one of the most powerful things that we've learned through Paddles Up transitioning. This whole last year has been so much growth for us. One of the things we've learned through another person that's helped us a lot that we've listened to is this phrase: it's okay to feel that way.
Yeah, you're allowed to feel
I'm allowed to feel this way. I'm allowed to.
It totally takes the resistance off.
It does.
The shame. It takes the power right out of shame. Because shaming yourself and all that stuff is what keeps that resistance there of that self-loathing and all that kind of stuff. But when you turn it around, like John's saying, say, you know what? I'm allowed to feel this way. And then release it.
And release it.
Because, leaves.
Yeah, what that is, what that's saying is to your inner child that's been wounded or traumatized, hey, it's okay, little Johnny. I'm here for you. It's okay that you're angry or you're resentful or you're hurt. The greater part of me, the spirit part of me that's matured, is looking at you and saying, it's okay for you to feel that way. Now you can release it because love is here for you.
Yeah.
And when that happens, you guys, there is something powerful that happens day by day when you say that. When anger comes up in you or you're feeling depressed or something, you just say, it's okay. It's okay to feel this way.
And then just let it flow through you.
Let the energy flow through.
Instead of holding it in your cells, right? Where it festers and then manifests in some diseased area, right? It's just you got to say, okay, I was allowed to feel that. I was allowed to think that.
That is paddles
up. And now
up.
I'm going to just let that current take it right on through. And so, you know, I want to share with you an encounter I had with the Lord in regards to just with paddles up. And, you know, he's all the time wanting... His desire is that we do have a smooth path with him because we're in him now and everything's been forgiven, right? We're welcome back into the kingdom. We've been restored back into sonship, all these things, right? And so we drop into this current and say we're going along and all of a sudden we bump into something and we bump into a rock, right? And there's a cluster of rocks that are kind of blocking the flow and we're going to start talking about this more, but this is what God is wanting us to kind of clear out. This is where we partner with him in clearing things out. So I had an encounter where I was walking with Jesus and we were in this kind of, it was a really low river. So, you know, you could see the rocks and everything, they're sticking out. And so Jesus is, he's just giddy. He's having fun. He's always in a good mood. And we go over and walk over at this piece, this rock, and say it had the word anger written on it. And he goes, okay, so what should we name this instead? What would be the instead of anger? And I said, well, love or forgiveness. And he goes, ah, that's great. Yes, let's, so he just automatically, we changed the name on it. And then we picked the rock up and put it along the side of the river. And then we walked around to the next one. And then he's like, okay, oh, look at this one. Well, this is a big one, you know. And he goes, let's take a look at this one. And And it had some moss on it. It was a little slimy, you know. And I peeled it up and looked. And I'm like, oh, it said envy, you know. Is envy or jealousy or whatever. And so he goes, what would be the instead? What should we rename that? What would be the instead of envy or the instead of jealousy? You know, and so we came up with a name for that and put it over the side. All along we are renaming these things and building a river wall that's creating the waterway to just get a lot smoother. And so it was just amazing, you know, God's just graciousness. And the Lord is more than willing. He's so good about making it light and making a game and making it fun for you, you know, in your own deliverance and just clearing that waterway. And before we knew it, the water was just coming through really good. And
Great.
And so, you know, it's part of that, you know, work, if you will, or partnership, relational flow is just clearing these things out and your life's going to get a whole lot better. You know,
it really is, because effortlessness is our portion. You know, when you think about being in love, there's no effort involved. Effort is only introduced in a relationship when you, quote, fall out of love. Mm-hmm. And you never really fall out of it, but it's when the ego gets involved and then it starts tainting what was always meant to be pure and effortless.
Through a faulty belief.
And then we're like, oh, then you start pointing out all the flaws. You notice this when we're in our head, in our ego, in that place of woundedness,
survival mode,
then we're pointing out flaws instead of enjoying the journey of what is and receiving his effort, receiving the effortlessness of love. And really it was designed for, if I'm a good dad to my children, I'm not going to make them work for everything. What I'm going to do is point the way and show them creativity, because I'm creative. And out of the pure enjoyment and fun of creativity always, always comes money and provision. It always will. It'll just follow it, because where creativity is, you can't help but people wanting what that creative stuff is.
And it's energy. So you think of money as energy. And they're wanting to make a trade. They're like, wow, I want to experience what you're experiencing. So I'm gonna pay for some of that, you know. I'm gonna offer you some money, some value, because I'm saying that's valuable what you're operating in. So I'm gonna place value for value, you know. And receive some of that.
It's so good. And one other thing here, before we wrap this up, we just wanted to share, you know, our thoughts on it. But another area that Paddles Up came from was in the book, Effortless Provision, that I wrote with the Lord. Really, the Lord wrote it through me.
You guys, if you haven't read it yet, it's just so amazing. It's like a movie.
So the Paddles Up came from, there's this part, I won't give it all away if you haven't read it, but there's this part where a big red slide appears, okay? Mm-hmm. And Jesus is in front of me sliding down with his hands in the air, having a blast, and I'm right behind him doing the same thing. And we splash into the ocean. Well, I'm going to name it something different, so I don't want to give it away, but where all possibility exists, where all provision lies. And I didn't know what was underneath the surface until he began showing me. And so you'll have to read it to find out more, but that was another reason. It's like, wow, this is so profound, that when you're having fun, when you put your hands in the air in this as a sign of victory, as a sign of having
victory
fun,
and surrender, it's amazing.
Sign of letting go. It also leaves you vulnerable, but you feel protected in that vulnerability when you're victorious, right? When you see people at a game or the Olympics or whatever, and they're all throwing their hands straight up in the V sign, it's a sign of this wonderful victory. It's victorious. You're leaving your heart exposed, but it's exposed in a good way. It's saying, look, I am having a blast. I am celebrating victory.
Yeah, I feel this pulsating through me.
Yeah, but my heart is protected by this.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's when we put our hands down, we start trying to protect our heart, You notice that when your shoulders are hunched over, you bring your hands and you cross your arms. What is that a sign of? Like, I'm not allowing you into my heart, or I want to protect my heart.
Yeah.
Or both. And it's just a sign of being closed.
Yeah, that even God can't get in, you know, because he's not going to override your will and stuff. So, you know, this is what's so amazing. Just the whole slogan paddles up. The Papa, you know, Papa God and Jesus and Holy Spirit, a lot of times they will say it to us. You know, when we're going through something and we're feeling some resistance, we're in our head, he'll say, paddles up, baby, paddles up. Yeah. And then I'll remind myself, paddles up, paddles up. And it instantly brings that release that you need, right? When you've got resistance.
Yeah.
Or you're feeling disturbed inside, or you're judging something, or you hit the rigidity, you know, of something, and you're trying to force something or figure something out, right? I'm trying to figure this out. Ah, you know, if he just paddles up, he can right your boat into the current and take you a way better route around the situation.
Yeah. And who rights that boat?
Collateral damage.
Yeah. And who rights that boat? The current does.
Which is his spirit within you.
That's it. That's it right there. It's allowing ourselves to ascend.
And this is where all creative inspiration is, you guys, right? It's not found in your head. Your head is a library of information from past events. That's all it knows. So do we really want that to be our gauge for the future? Or are we going to allow, you know, your body and your spirit are tuned into heaven's signal. They're tuned into limitless possibilities. And this is why we want to drop into that current, because that's what's going to lead you into innovation. It's going to lead you into things that you've never even thought of before. And this is where, when you hear a lot of successful people, Richard Branson, all these different guys, right? They will all attest that they listen to that inner voice within them. They were following these leads and prompts and currents outside of what made logical sense, right? And this is when they were so successful. So God wants you to be successful. He wants to lead you into abundance, fruitfulness. He is good. He's good. And this is what we love about Paddles Up. You get to experience his goodness in this way of living.
Yes. So let's say it together. 1, 2, 3.
Paddles up.
All right. Thank you for listening to this. And if you're listening on Facebook or YouTube, you know where to go. Paddlesup.fun. That's PADDLESUP. .fun. All right. So we'll see you over there. That is our podcast site, but we're going to be developing a lot more around this.
Yeah, with the YouTube channel.
So watch, do a search for YouTube channel. We're going to be adding more videos all the time there. Do a search under Paddles Up. You can, or we'll put a link also on the site. It's still in this phase of developing and growth. And then we're going to have, just some neat things around some products, a product line. So this is not only.
We're both creatives and artists and designers. Yeah. So we want to have fun with this.
Just have fun, developing things that we see in our hearts that will remind people, you know, like maybe you'll see a shirt or a hat or a mug or something. It's more because we're being creative, not because we're trying to get some product out there, you know. It's just expressing our creativity. And so those are fun things that you'll start seeing. Paddlesup.fun.
All right. Thank you again. Stay tuned. Love you guys. Love Thanks you. For listening. Talk soon.